ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Prithu is going back home, back to Godhead. Savanchito Patatma Duru. Krachrena, with great difficulty. Mahata, by great activities. Bhuvi, in this world. Labdva, by achieving. Apavargyam, the path of liberation. Manushyam, in the human form of life. Vishayeshu, in the matter of sense gratification. Visarjate, becomes engaged. Translation. Any person who engages himself within this material world in performing activities that necessitate great struggle and who, after obtaining a human form of life, which is a chance to attain liberation from miseries, undertakes the difficult task of fruitive activities, must be considered to be cheated and envious of his own self. Purport. In this material world, people are engaged in different activities simply to achieve a little success and sense gratification. The karmis are engaged in performing very difficult activities, and thus they open gigantic factories, build huge cities, make big scientific discoveries, etc. In other words, they are engaged in performing very costly sacrifices in order to promote to the higher planetary systems. Similarly, yogis are engaged in achieving a similar goal by accepting the tedious practices of mystic yoga. Jnanis are engaged in philosophical speculation in order to gain release from the clutches of material nature. In these ways, everyone is engaged in performing very difficult tasks simply for the gratification of the senses. All of these are considered to be engaged in sense gratificatory activities or vishaya, because they all demand some facility for material existence. Actually, the result of such activities are temporary. As Krishna himself proclaims in Bhagavad Gita 7.23, antavatu phalam tesam. The fruits of those who worship the demigods are limited and temporary. Thus, the fruits of the activities of the yogis, karmis, and gnanis are ephemeral. Moreover, Krishna says, tat bhavati alpamedasam. They are simply meant for men of small intelligence. The word vishaya denotes sense gratification. The karmis flatly state that they want sense gratification. The yogis also want sense gratification, but they want it to a higher degree. It is their desire to show some miraculous results through the practice of yoga. Thus, they strive very hard to achieve success in becoming smaller than the smallest or greater than the greatest, or in creating a planet like Earth, or as scientists by inventing so many wonderful machines. Similarly, the gnanis are also engaged in sense gratification, for they are simply interested in becoming one with the Supreme. Thus, the aim of all these activities is sense gratification to the higher or lower degree. The bhaktas, however, are not interested in sense gratificatory practices. They are simply satisfied to get an opportunity to serve the Lord. Although they are satisfied in any condition, there is nothing they cannot obtain. Because they are purely engaged in the service of the Lord. The wives of the demigods condemn the performers of sense gratificatory activities as vanchita, cheated. Those so engaged are actually killing themselves, atmaha, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 11th canto, 20th chapter, 17th verse. Na deham adhyam sulabham sudurlabham plavam sukalpam guru karanadharam maya nukulena nabhas vateritam puman bhavadbim na te taret sa atmaha. When one wants to cross the large ocean, he requires a strong boat. It is said that the human form of life is a good boat by which one can cross the ocean of Nisians. In the human form of life, one can obtain the guidance of a good navigator, the spiritual master. One also gets a favorable wind by the mercy of Krishna, and that wind is the instructions of Krishna. The human body is the boat. The instructions of Lord Krishna are the favorable winds, and the spiritual master is the navigator. The spiritual master knows well how to adjust the sail to catch the favorable winds and steer the boat to its destination. If, however, one does not take advantage of this opportunity, one wastes the human form of life. Wasting time and life in this way is the same as committing suicide. The word labdhva apavargyam is significant in this verse because, according to Jiva Goswami, apavargyam, or the path of liberation, does not refer to merging into the impersonal Brahman but to salokyadi siddhi, which means attaining the very planet where the Supreme Personality of Godhead resides. There are five kinds of liberation, and one is called Sayujya Mukti, or merging into the existence of the Supreme, or the impersonal Brahman effulgence. However, since there is a chance of one's falling down again into the material sky from the Brahman effulgence, Srila Jiva Goswami advises that in this human form of life, one's only aim should be to go back home, back to Godhead. The words sa vanchita indicate that once a person has obtained the human form of life, he is actually cheated if he does not make preparation to go back home, back to Godhead. The position of all non-devotees who are not interested in going back to Godhead is very much lamentable, for a human form of life is meant for executing devotional service and nothing else. Om Agnanati Nirandashya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namah. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutha Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamischa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parjana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalitam Shri Vishakam Vitam Scha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute. तप्त कांचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय वांछकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यश्च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। So in this past time we are reading here how Ritu Maharaj has gone back home, back to Godhead, and now Archie has also left for going back home, back to Godhead. And on the way they are meeting the wives of the demigods, and the wives of the demigods are complaining, even though they have got all the opulence, all the facilities to enjoy, but they are still complaining, they are envious of the position of Archie. And then they are saying that if one is not taking advantage of the human form of the life, he should consider himself cheated and envious of his own self. And they are using this word vanchita. Vanchita means in Sanskrit where one is not been given, even though he has, but he has been refused to receive the facilities. So cheated, in other words, it's mentioned they have been cheated by not getting the facility, even though they have got the human form of life, which is very rare. We heard yesterday from Amrinder Prabhu how the life of a human form is so rare, and if one does not take advantage of that human form of life, is just cheating himself, as it is mentioned in this verse, and he's envious of his own self. So very interesting point here. So we'll go through the purport, how Srila Prabhupada has explained each and everyone here is trying to enjoy on different levels, to greater or lesser degree. Everyone is trying to enjoy in this material world. The lowest form of enjoyment is on the sensory plane. People are trying to enjoy, the karmis are trying to enjoy the senses. And above that are the yogis who have got a little bit of higher knowledge, and they are trying to enjoy on the mental plane. They are trying to acquire all the astasiddhis, and they are trying to do something more advanced than the normal karmis are enjoying. And then above them are the gnanis whose knowledge is bit more, and they are in the form of, they are sometimes called devotees as well, but their enjoyment is to merge into the supreme, as Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport. So they are just striving hard to just merge into the supreme existence, and as Prabhupada is quoting Srila Jiva Goswami, that there is no point in merging into the supreme effulgence Brahman, because one loses his identity, one loses his facility to serve the Lord, because that is the actual nature of a soul, to serve the Lord and his devotees. But if one loses that opportunity, there is all chance that he will fall down back again into the material sky. So these are the different kinds of people in this material world who are trying to enjoy. And above that, above them, all these karmis, gnani, yogis and gnanis is the devotees, as Prabhupada is mentioning. But devotees are different because they are only interested in serving the Lord and his devotees. So this is the quality of a devotee. And Prabhupada mentions they are always looking for opportunities, and they are satisfied in any condition, and there is nothing that they cannot obtain. So these are the two things Prabhupada mentions for a devotee. They are satisfied in all conditions, and there is nothing that they cannot obtain. So we understand the karmis are building so many factories, so many facilities. It is mentioned they want to go to the higher planetary system. They want to achieve swarga. They are trying to create swarga loka within this material world. If you are feeling hot, cold, we create air conditions. We create cars. Even in the cars there are different varieties. Right from 10,000 to $1 million cars you can get. So there is a range of varieties available. So all these facilities have been created to make Swargaloka within this material world. So, on this planet Earth itself, they want to create Swargaloka. So, the Karmis are trying to enjoy in that way. But all those facilities, if a devotee wants, is available. Because he is serving the Lord Himself. And Lord is, as Parashara Muni mentions, Lord has got six opulences in full. What are the six opulences? Any of the kids know? What are the six opulences of the Lord?
Strength.
All strength. All wealth.
All knowledge.
All knowledge. All fame.
All beauty.
All beauty. And even though he has got all these opulences, but still he is completely renounced. So, but he is, and even any one of them one has, one becomes proud of his opulence. But Lord possesses all these opulences in unlimited quantity. And he does not, if one is a devotee of the Lord personally serves the devotee. What are the six characteristics of devotional service? Kleshagni, Subhada, Moksha Lagukrit, Sudurlava, Sandaranda, Visheshatma, and the last one is Shri Krishna. Akashin, Lord Himself is attracted towards the devotee. And in the pastime of Durvasa Muni and Amrish Maharaj, Lord, when Durvasa Muni goes to Amrish Maharaj, the Lord Himself says, Aham Parathino. Sorry, what is the beginning of that? Sorry? Aham Bhakta Parathino. He asvatantra eva dvija. Sadhu vigrastha ridaya bhaktar bhakta janapriya. Lord says, I am not at all independent, I am completely dependent on my devotee. What to speak of my devotee? Even those who serve my devotees, those who are devotees of my devotees, even they are very dear to me. Aham bhakta paradhin, he is swatantra. He says, I am not at all independent. So he is controlled by his devotee, and we know the pastime of Damodar Leela, where Lord is bound by the ropes of love. Lord is crying in front of, if we tell any of the Karmis that this is Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the possessor of all these opulences, but when they see the picture of Damodar crying in front of Mother Yashoda, and how do we explain? Lord, who has got all these opulences and is crying in front of his devotees, and that crying is not an act, it's real. How do we explain that? So this is Lord Himself, who is bound by the devotee's love. So and that is why Prabhupada mentions that there is nothing that the devotees cannot obtain. So devotees have got everything, all the facilities are provided to the devotees, but devotees are not interested in all the material facilities. The only thing devotees are interested is in serving the Supreme Personality of God. So there is a nice verse in Bhagavad Gita, Ananyas Chinta Yanto Mam Ye Jana Paryupasate Tesham Nityabhi Yuktanam Yogakshemam. Lord says that one, the devotee who with devotion meditates on my transcendental form, I carry what they lack and possess and preserve what they have. Actually, there is a nice pastime of Arjunacharya. So once Arjunacharya was going through his manuscript and he came across this line where he read, I personally carry what my devotee lacks and preserve what he has. And Arjunacharya was thinking in his mind, Lord personally carries, like why would Lord carry, personally come and carry what devotee lacks? He can do this by his energies. He has got all these opulences, he has got so many energies, unlimited energies working for him. So why would he personally carry himself? So he changed the line. He crossed off the line and he said, the Lord acts through his energies. So he cancels that line and changes the line. And then he goes out to the temple and the two kids come to his house and carrying all the load on their head. And they tell his wife that Arjunacharya has sent us with all this bhoga and beaten us. And his wife was very compassionate. She was thinking, how would her husband do such a thing? Her husband was a noble person, but how can he do such a thing? But then those boys showed the mark of beating. He said, not only that, your husband has even beaten us. So these are the marks on our back. And the wife was perplexed. So how come my husband has become so cruel? And then when Arjuna Acharya comes back, she asked Arjuna Acharya, how come you have treated these two boys, young boys, so harshly? And then Arjuna Acharya was also perplexed, and he asked what the boys looked like. And by the description he could understand they were none other than Krishna and Balaram. They personally carried the bhoga, the groceries. And he could understand, no, this line is correct. The Lord personally comes and carries what a devotee lacks and preserves what he has. So, we see from this pastime, the devotees enjoy the most, have the facility for enjoyment, enjoying the most in the material world. What to speak of spiritual world, but even in the material world, the devotees enjoy the most. And then Prabhupada explains, this: the wives of the demigods condemn the performers of sense gratificatory activities as being manchita, cheated. So we see in human form of life, there are four defects. The first defect is, one is illusion. Everyone in the human form of life is illusion. They are under the clutches of Maya. So Maya, one thing that Maya Devi makes them believe is whatever they are doing is good, and whatever situation they are in, it's the best situation. It's like they are happy. Anyone here thinks they are miserable? We are all devotees, so of course we are not miserable. But if you go outside, when you go into the corporate offices, we can see that the people are suffering. Day and night they are struggling to get things done. But still, in the morning, Monday morning, when you come to office and ask them, how was the weekend? And they say, it was great. We enjoyed. So, and you ask them, what did they do? So they will say, they went to footy match, or they watched, they saw cricket, or they went to this pub or that pub, or something like that. And they think they are enjoying. So this is the influence, they are illusioned. Maya Devi makes you think that you are enjoying. And whatever situation you are in, it's the best situation. And they, and another thing that Maya Devi makes you believe is, you can improve your situation. You can be happier than what you are. So this is Maya Devi. Even people who are smoking cigarette, right? You ask them, like when somebody smokes for the first time, I don't think it is any palatable. The taste of, I don't see how they can even smoke the second time. But when they, it makes them believe that it is okay, it will get better as you smoke, or they look cool in this cigarette smoking. And then eventually what happens? They become hooked onto that cigarette smoking, and they cannot give it up. So this is Maya Devi makes one believe that whatever we are doing in this material world, it's good for me. There is a nice story. Then why do people, even though they are suffering, do not give up the sense gratification, do not give up the association of Maya Devi, if one knows. So there is a nice story behind this. Once there was a beggar and he was very hungry. And because of hunger, he was having a stomach ache. So he was sitting outside the temple, so he went, there was a pillar inside the temple, so he went inside and he clutched himself against the pillar, and he was feeling a bit of relief because he was pressing against the pillar, his stomach was a bit pacified. So he was thinking, okay, this is good, at least the pillar, there is no stomach ache anymore. So he was holding the pillar tightly, and then he was, the one lady asked, one lady was passing by and she asked, why are you holding onto this pillar so tightly? And he said, I am very much hungry, and because of that I am having a stomach ache. So by holding onto this pillar, I am feeling better. So the lady said, okay, I have got some puffed rice, you can take this and eat. But he said, no, I don't want to let go this pillar, because if I let go this pillar, I will again have a stomach ache. So better you give me the puffed rice. He is holding onto the pillar and he is saying, you give me the puffed rice into my palm and I will eat it. So the lady put all the puff rice, she thought this person was crazy, but she put in the puff rice into the palm and left. And now the problem is, how can he eat, because the pillar was in between. And this guy was not ready to leave the pillar, because he was thinking, as soon as I leave the pillar, again the stomach ache will start. So what is the solution? Just leave the pillar, eat puff rice, and takes little bit of austerity of stomach ache, but after you eat the puff rice, you will be okay, right? So for temporary gain, temporary austerity, he was not ready to do the permanent solution. And this is what is our situation in the material world. Most of the materialist situation is like that. So they are not ready to go through the austerity of sense, giving up sense enjoyment. That might be temporary, but it will give us permanent enjoyment. So one has to take the austerity. So one has to go through this austerity, but that is temporary. One has to understand whatever austerity we will go through is just going to be very short time. If one does not go through that austerity, if one indulges in some sense gratification, is cheating himself. So that is cheating. Coming back to the four defects, one is illusioned by Maya Devi. The second one is the senses are imperfect. And because the senses are imperfect, one thinks I can enjoy through the senses and the senses are going to give me pleasure. And one of the senses that is mentioned is the mind. One thinks that whatever he is thinking is okay, whatever he is doing is going to give him pleasure, and because of that he listens to his mind. And then what happens? He commits mistake. That is the third defect of human life. He commits mistake. And not only he commits mistake, but then he justifies his mistake. So the last one is he cheats. He gets cheated and he cheats others. So these are the four defects of human form of life, where one is cheated ultimately. So there's a nice verse Prahlad Maharaj mentions in 7th canto. He says, Matirna Krishna Pratho Svatova. If one cannot serve the Lord, Matirna Krishna Pratho Svatova. Even though if somebody is instructing, he's taking instruction from someone, or Svatova, by his own endeavors also, Mitho Pitadyate Grihavritanam, if he is engaged in sense gratification. If one is engaged in sense gratification, he cannot serve the Lord, even though he gets instruction from others or by his own endeavors. Adanta Govir Visitam Tamishram. What happens to this kind of person? He goes into the Tamishra. Tamishra is the worst kind of a hell. He falls down into the worst kind of a hell. Puna Punas Charvita Charvananam. And he's chewing, that is already been chewed multiple times. Because of his engaging in the sense gratification. Life after life, we have been given this facility. And what we do? Eating, sleeping, mating and defending. If we are engaged into these activities, we go through different life forms. 8.4 million species of 8.4 million species we go through, right? And every life we have been given this facility. Srila Prabhupada mentions, you have done all these things. You have watched cricket so many times. You have done all this enjoyment so many lifetimes. Just this one lifetime give for Krishna. Don't fool yourself. Just this one lifetime give for Krishna. And Prahlad Maharaj makes this point. Puna puna charvita charvanam. Imagine you have been given a sugar cane. You are eating that sugar cane. Right? And next day you have been given the same sugar cane dipped in water. And you are eating that. And next day you have been given the same sugar cane. And only a fool thinks that he is getting some juice out of it. But there is no juice. It's only the... And you see many times in India there is a person who is taking out the sugar cane juice. He's putting that sugar cane few times into that machine. All the juices come out. And then he throws that sugar cane on the side and the cows come and eat them. Even though they get juice out of it, but still it's like that. That is, the juice has already been taken out. Whatever is left is, it's just an illusion that there is juice in there. So this is what Prahlad Maharaj is mentioning. So in Kali Yuga we see as the Kali Yuga progresses, people are more and more falling into the illusion, more and more being cheated and more envious of themselves, as it is mentioned here. There is a nice pastime in Mahabharata where after the Kurukshetra war, Maharaj Yudhishthira was ruling, and then he made Bhima, the affairs minister, where he deals with people. So Bhima was made to deal with all the people's problem, and he was in charge of making sure everything is perfect. So one day a person comes to him and he says, I've got a problem, I've seen something very unusual. And Bhima said, okay, what is it that you have seen? And he said, I've got a farm, and in my farm there is a fence. And yesterday that fence ate all the crops, and my crops are all gone. So the fence itself ate all the crops. And he said, this is an unusual problem, I don't think I can solve your problem. Probably you go to my elder brother Yudhishthira Maharaj, he is Dharmaraj, he can solve it. So he sends him inside. Then there is another person who comes in, and he says, he said that yeah, I have a problem, I filled, I had a big pot and I had some small pots. So I filled the water from the big pot which was full into the small pots, and then filled all the water back into the big pot, but it's only half full now. How is that? And Bhima couldn't understand his issue. So he said, okay, you go to my brother Yudhishthira Maharaj, he is more learned and intelligent, he'll solve your problem. And then the third person comes in. The third person says, I've got a problem, I've seen something unusual. I saw an elephant passing through the eye of a needle, but the tail got stuck into the needle's eye. The whole elephant passed, but the tail got stuck. And again, Bhima thought, this is very unusual. You go to my brother, it's his caliber thing. I cannot solve your problem. And then there was another person who came, and he said, I saw a cow licking the calf, and she was licking so hard. If you know, the tongue of a cow is a bit rough, and she was licking the calf so much, newborn calf, and her tender skin was being ripped and scratched, and she was bleeding, and she was still licking, that the calf was about to die. So how is that possible, that the cow is licking to that extent that her own calf is dying? So again Bhima was confused. He said, you go to my brother. And then one other person came and he said, I saw a very thin sage. And this thin saintly person came in front of a big mountain, tied the mountain with a thin rope, and pulled that whole mountain down to the ground. And this was very unusual. How is this possible? And Bhima again said, okay, this is also my brother's thing, you go. And then Bhima thought, all these problems that are coming today are so unusual, let me go and check what is my brother going to tell them. So he went inside the palace and he met Yudhishthira Maharaj. And Yudhishthira Maharaj said, no one has come here. And Bhima narrated the whole story, what has happened. And then Yudhishthira Maharaj said, oh, this is the symptom of Kali Yuga. The first symptom, what was the first symptom, anyone remembers? Sorry? Yeah, the fence have eaten up the crops. And he said, Yudhishthira Maharaj said, in Kali Yuga, the people who are the protector, they will be the destroyer of their dependents. So the ruler, the teacher, the parents, all these people will exploit the dependent, the employees, they will exploit the dependents. So that is a sign of Kali Yuga. So one who is a protector is the destroyer of their own dependent. The second problem was, anyone remembers?
Pot being half.
Yeah. So the pot, the big pot was full. When he emptied it into small pots, they all were filled. And when he emptied back into the big pot, it was only half full. So Yudhishthira Maharaj says that this is, in Kali Yuga, whenever you do favors, whenever you help others, whenever you show love to others, you will only get half of it back. Don't expect the full of it to be returned to you. So this is a symptom of Kali Yuga. So third one was? Elephant. So the elephant is passing through the eye of a needle, but the tail gets stuck. So again Yudhishthira Maharaj says that in Kali Yuga, all the big criminals will be roaming around freely, but small acts, people will be punished harshly. So this is the sign of Kali Yuga. And then the fourth one was?
Cow
licking the calf. And Yudhishthira Maharaj said, this is one of the symptoms of Kali Yuga, because the parents, they wouldn't know what is good for the child. And they will give them the facilities which will destroy them. That is a sign of Kali Yuga. The parents themselves will destroy their children in the name of love. They don't know what is right and wrong for the children. So, and the last one was? Yes, Sadhu. Sadhu pulling up the whole mountain. So, Yudhishthira Maharaj said, but in Kali Yuga there is one good quality. The saintly people, especially the process which is, and how was the sadhu? He was skinny, he was slim, and he's pulling down the whole mountain. So, Yudhishthira Maharaj said, this process of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, even though it is just a simple process, but it can still bring down the anarthas, the mountains of anarthas. It can still bring down the mountains of desires, material desires, and free one from the clutches of Maya. So, it's a very interesting story actually, I thought, that even though this process is simple, but all the symptoms of Kali Yuga can easily be overcome by the process of chanting of the holy names of the Lord. So, this is how Maya Devi can be overcome in the age of Kali. And then Prabhupada makes this point that the material world is the ocean of nescience. The human form is the boat. Spiritual master is the good navigator. And the favorable winds are the instructions of the Lord. What are the instructions of the Lord? From Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. So the Lord gives His instructions through Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. Krishna Swadhamo Pagate Dharmat Bhagavatanya. Sorry. Krishna Swadhamo Pagate Dharma Gnana Divisaha Kala Nasta Darshamesha Purana Arko Dunandita. Srimad Bhagavatam mentions that after Krishna has left the planet, along with Dharma and Gnana, along with religion and knowledge, has left, this Srimad Bhagavatam is the torch where the people of Kali Yuga can see who are in ignorance. They can see, Srimad Bhagavatam will give them the light. So, the favorable winds are the instructions from Krishna through Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. And Srila Prabhupada makes this point that the spiritual master knows well how to adjust the sails to catch the winds favorably and steer the boat to its destination. If, however, one does not take advantage of this opportunity, one wastes the human form of life. And we wasting time and life in this way is same as committing suicide. So that is very, this is a very important point. In Kali Yuga, one has to follow under the directions of spiritual master. Very interesting. If we go back to first canto, at the end of first canto, Maharaj Parikshit was cursed by a boy named Sringi, and he accepted the curse. He was supposed to die in how many days?
7 days.
He was about to die. So what did he do at that time? Any boys? What does Maharaj Parikshit do? Yeah. So he renounced his kingdom and went onto the banks of Ganges, and he sat there. And as soon as all the sages, all the demigods came to know that Maharaj Parikshit has renounced everything and is about to die, he was a great personality, because he had stopped Kali from, he's such a powerful king, he had stopped Kali from entering the entering his kingdom, right? So he was such a powerful king. So all the sages, all the demigods wanted to see what is going to happen now. So they all came to the place where Maharaj Parikshit was about to die, was fasting, and he was about to leave his body. So at that time Maharaj Parikshit asked the sages, what should be my duty now? What should I be doing? And all the sages, it is mentioned, all the sages were arguing among themselves. Somebody was saying he should meditate on this person or that person, or he should do Ashtanga Yoga, or you should. So they were all having different ideas, because not all the sages were devotees. They were gnanis, yogis, so they all gave different opinions. And at that time, Sukhdev Goswami appears on the scene. So as soon as Sukhdev Goswami appears, what did everyone do? It is mentioned only except for Narad Muni and Vyasadeva, everyone bowed down, paid their obeisances to Sukhdev Goswami. He is a 16-year-old boy, right? But everyone pays their obeisances to Sukhdev Goswami. And at that moment, at the end of first canto, Parikshit Maharaj asks two questions to Sukhdev Goswami. But the way he begins this question is interesting. Parikshit Maharaj says, "You are the spiritual master of all the sages and devotees. And that is why you tell me what is beneficial. What should I do? What should one do? What should all the living entities do? And especially one who is going to die." But he referred to Sukhdev Goswami as, "You are the spiritual master of all the sages and devotees." And he gave them that position. So the interesting point in that verse is, one should inquire from the bona fide source. Because we know there are so many versions of Bhagavad Gita available. And Prabhupada hammers this point, Srila Prabhupada makes this point so many times. That one can easily, even in the next or the previous verse, Prabhupada makes this point. That one can change the meaning of the whole entire verse by word jugglery. But one has to understand the heart of Krishna. So we are very fortunate to have Srila Prabhupada and his purports, so that we can understand. And that is why Parikshit Maharaj mentions this, makes this point. He is asking question because he understood that all these sages who are present there, they have got different opinion. They are not going to give me any conclusion. So he asked Sukhdev Goswami, "You are the spiritual master of all the sages and devotees. So you tell me." So he asked two questions. He asks, what is beneficial for entire humanity, especially for one who is about to die? And the second question he asked was, what is the subject matter that one should hear, chant, remember and worship? So these are the two questions he asks. And then Sukhdev Goswami begins speaking by glorifying the questions. Vanyana ishate prasna, krita loka hitam nripa, atmaved samta pumsam, srutta vedishu yaha para. So Sukhdev Goswami mentions that your questions are glorious because the answers to this question are loka hitam. They are beneficial to the entire humanity. So that is why he glorifies the question. So the point here was, as Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning, that one has to take advantage of the opportunity. If one does not take the advantage of the opportunity, one is wasting his human form of life. And wasting time and life in this way is same as committing suicide. So one should inquire. One should inquire into the real problems of life. Not inquire into the mundane problems of life. Even to the spiritual master. And one should accept a bona fide spiritual master. We are fortunate in ISKCON, we don't have that issue. But one has to be very careful. And one has to ask genuine questions. The questions have to be beneficial. And finally, Prabhupada makes this point. There are five kinds of liberation. Sayuja, Sasti, Samipa, Sarupya and Salokya. And one should not endeavor or desire for Sayuja Mukti. The other four are okay. But one should not desire for Sayuja Mukti. And as it is mentioned in this verse, that Arshi was not getting the Sayuja Mukti. She was getting the Salokya Mukti. So I'll stop here. Are there any questions or comments? Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.